Thank you very much, Ian, and good morning, everyone. I too would like to extend my welcome to this year's Business Analytics Conference. I'm really able to join. As you know, that theme is driving recovery and growth through data analytics. This theme brings together two issues that are really close to my heart. The first is the recovery of the experience coming from the pandemic, and the second is the critical component sustaining that recovery. So I congratulate you on your choice of topic, and I look forward to hearing your ideas. The challenges facing us all at the moment are very large. But the Reserve Bank, we're seeking to support the economic recovery and a stronger labour market that's consistent with achieving the inflation target. And most of you at this conference are seeking to find new ways of using data to help businesses and organisations innovate, compete and succeed. In many ways, these challenges are complementary to one another, and we'll each be more successful if the other's successful. A stronger economy will provide businesses with the confidence and the resources to make the investments that are needed for the future. And conversely, our economy will be stronger because of your work, since the best decisions are those based on data, based on evidence, and based on analysis. So our causes are linked. And I want to come back to this idea later on, but first a few words about the economic recovery. As Ian said, as a nation, we've responded very well to the pandemic. Australians have pulled together and been prepared to do what's been necessary to contain the virus, and we've supported one another. Businesses have adapted quickly and innovated, with many making more progress on the digital front in a matter of months than they would have made in years. Governments also responded quickly and decisively, with extensive income support, increased spending on infrastructure, and a large wage subsidy program. The monetary policy has helped too, reducing the cost of borrowing to historically low levels and supporting the supply of credit to business. The result of this has been a quicker and a stronger economic recovery than we expected. In the December quarter, GDP increased by 3.1%, and we're now within striking distance of the pre-pandemic level of GDP. And the number of people in jobs has almost returned to the level before the pandemic. When we look across the whole range of indicators, Australia is doing much better than most other advanced economies, and we have a lot to be thankful for. This, however, does not hide the fact that we still have a long way to go. The unemployment rate of 6.4% is too high, and the economy is operating well short of its capacity. And inflation and wage growth are also both lower than we would like. While we are expecting further progress to be made towards full employment and inflation target, it is going to take some time before we reach these goals. One piece of the recovery that's yet to click into gear is business investment. Understandably, last year many firms deferred their investment plans and many sought to reduce the risk on their balance sheets. Late in the year, there was a welcome pickup in investment in machinery and equipment, but there's still a long way to go to get back to the level of investment before the pandemic, which itself was low by historical standards. If we're going to have a strong and a durable recovery, it's important that the recovery in business investment continues and that it broadens. Looking across the economy, there are investment needs and opportunities in many areas. The one I would like to focus on today is investment in IT, in digitisation and data science. Investment in these areas is critical to lifting our nation's productive capacity. In many ways, data is the new oil of the 21st century. I say this because investing in data and investing in our digital capability are critical to our future prosperity. These investments allow better decision making and a faster response to the changes in our economy and in our society. They're also crucial to organisations delivering the more personalised goods and services that many people are seeking. There are opportunities for digital innovation in every single sector of our economy. Almost every organisation needs a strong digital capability to perform well, to innovate and to lift their productivity. Technology and data analysis also hold the keys to solving many of the great challenges of our time, including controlling the pandemic, dealing with climate change and responding to increasing cyber threats. This all means that the discussions that you're going to have at this conference are really important. If as a nation we are to capitalise on your work and the growing opportunities, we need to keep investing in the skills and the knowledge of our people. This conference is a really good example of that investment. Developing a strong digital workforce with skills in areas like predictive analysis, machine learning and artificial intelligence is just as important as investing in the hardware and software needed to support the digital economy. As part of our journey, we also need to think about how organisations function and make decisions so that people can work in more agile and more flexible ways as they grapple with complex problems. It's by investing in both physical and human capital that we can boost our productivity, create employment, and drive Australia's future prosperity. This importance of investing in the digital economy has been recognised by our governments. The Australian government has a strong focus on this and is making additional investments in skills and training, streamlining regulatory processes, and strengthening the nation's cybersecurity. The consumer data right to give consumers greater access and control over their data will also help. This access has started with open banking, which will make it easier for Australians to switch between financial institutions and access financial products that better suits their needs. In time, Australians will benefit from this being extended to other industries. At the RBA, we're also investing significantly in digital infrastructure and data. The importance of this to us is reflected in the decision last year to make harnessing the power of data one of the internal strategic focuses of the bank for the next few years. We view data as a strategic asset, and we're investing in the processes, the technology, and the people to enhance the value of the data, the value we get from data. We've established an enterprise data office with responsibility for data management, for ensuring that our staff have the right skills and that we're using leading data technologies and methods in our analysis. This includes the use of machine learning and big data. We're seeing the benefits of this focus in our analysis of the economy and of the financial system. For example, the bank staff use loan-level large data sets from securitizations to help better understand developments in the market for housing loans, and we use detailed settlement data to measure bond market liquidity. The staff are also using machine learning techniques to extract measures of sentiment from news articles as an economic indicator. And during the pandemic, we've been able to access and to analyse a broader range of data to obtain real-time readings of economic conditions in a way that simply wasn't possible in the past. At the RBA, we also see the power of new technologies and data in our central banking operations. The RBA has played a significant role in building the new payments platform, which is a critical piece of national infrastructure, which enables us all to make fast payments on a 24/7 basis. As a provider of banking services to the Australian government, the RBA has been working with its government banking clients as they modernise their payment systems using the new payments platform. As an example, Services Australia now routinely use the NPP to make emergency welfare and disaster relief payments in real time to Australians in need. Payment messages through the NPP also carry rich data, opening up the possibilities for more efficient business processes and new digital services in the future. As an example of this, NPP will be able to support the adoption of e-invoicing, which will lower the cost of doing business. Another example where technology and data are opening up new possibilities is in the area of digital currencies. The RBA is conducting research on these technologies and their policy implications for a potential wholesale central bank digital currency. This could use a distributed ledger technology, and it could support the settlement of transactions in the interbank payment system. Some of this work is taking place in the RBA's in-house innovation lab, where we're collaborating with external parties on a proof of concept, and we look forward to sharing the details of this in due course. The bank and the payment system board are also strongly supportive of forms of digital identity that can be used in both the public and the private sectors. An effective system of digital identity is important in promoting competition, in delivering security and promoting innovation in the digital economy. The Australian government is also supporting digital identity services for conveniently and securely accessing government services online. So digital, a strong system of digital identity is very important. I'd like to conclude by returning to the idea that the challenges facing the RBA and the challenges facing those of you attending this conference are complementary. The RBA is doing what it can to support the recovery from the pandemic, and it will maintain that support until we've achieved our goals for employment and inflation. A strong economy will make for a more conducive environment for investments in data and in technology. Similarly, your investments in data, in technology, and human capital will help make the economy stronger and more dynamic. We need these investments to develop the industries of the future and to equip Australians with the skills needed for that future. Australia needs your ideas, it needs your ingenuity and your energy so that the organisations across our country can seize the opportunities that will help deliver our future prosperity. I wish you all the best for the conference, and I look forward to hearing your ideas and your insights into how we can best drive the recovery and growth through our investments in data analytics. Thank you, and best wishes for the conference.